One for Kids is a children's animation company that focuses on producing educational entertainment for kids all over the world. As well as providing an Islamically appropriate alternative, One for Kids aims to teach basics of the Islamic faith. They began in 2006 and their main character Zaki has been a household name in many Muslim families' homes. This is an interview I recorded with Subhi Asheikh, who is the founder of One for Kids and is also the voice behind Zaki. We talk about what motivated him to start his initiative in the first place, how he currently is doing, and his future projects that he tends to put into place in the future.
Finally, good to be able to contact you and to connect with you in this way, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, no worries, Akhi.
And we've been benefiting from your work for a long time, and it's good to finally hear the brain behind everything.
Alhamdulillah, wallahi, it's the brain, but there's something behind that brain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he inspires us. We don't know where it comes from sometimes, but we forget it's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, yani, alhamdulillah, you know, the ability to do what I do, you can't teach it, you can't learn it, it's just like an inspiration, an idea that just pops in your head. And then, you know, millions of ideas out there, you just then need that drive and that commitment. That's what basically makes things come a reality, alhamdulillah.
You've been doing this for a long time, since 2005, is that right?
Yeah, 2005, One for Kids is what you could say was born. But before that, we were working, I started up One Islam Productions. I wanted to get more into film, you know, and sort of the movie documentary area. But, you know, in the year 2001 or two, you know, a camera like what's available on an iPhone would probably cost you $150,000. So, yeah, making films back then was way too expensive. So after a while, you know, when I had my first child, I realized that there's another area that needed addressing, and that was the, you know, the animation, or you could say the kids entertainment area. There was really nothing out there for the Muslims, apart from one or two little things that were very poorly produced. And when you sort of put them up against the Western, you know, cartoons or entertainment, you just couldn't compete. So, yeah, I think around 2005, we came up with the idea of Zaki and just sketched him up and, yeah, just started. Didn't know nothing about animation, but we just sort of, you know, my background back then was, I had a bit of music, you know, background from the Jahiliyyah days, alhamdulillah, I left that. And so I think creativity is kind of, you could say, all around. You know, if you're creative in music, generally you'll be creative in writing books or writing movies, or, you know, even writing a new recipe. Creativity, subhanAllah, it sort of, you know, spreads into whatever area you get into. So yeah, 2005 basically was when we, you know, came up with the idea of Zaki, or just having a character. And, you know, didn't give it much thought, just basically, let's sketch up a bear looking character. And yeah,
why a bear specifically?
Honestly, maybe as a kid growing up, there was a lot of bear characters. Maybe that's why I just felt that kind of a character, you know, Yogi Bear, Humphrey Bear, all those kind of, you know, bears. Just, yeah, we didn't really even think about it. It just sort of popped in our head.
And I assume the bear is purple because at the time when you thought of this idea, I think Barney was still quite a big thing.
Honestly, I had nothing to do with Barney. I didn't even know about much about Barney. When we were doing the color of him, I said, I want to do a kind of a unisex color, you know, not too pink, not too blue. So I said, can we do like a light blue kind of color? And then for some reason, it could have been the computer automatically adjusted the color, or when you convert colors in computer from RGB to CMYK, it just completely changes the color sometimes, and blues and greens tend to change. So I think somehow he gradually went towards purple, but he was always meant to be like a kind of a light blue color. So, but then I realized later on Barney's a dark purple, I think. And yeah, no, he was nowhere near anything I was thinking about, like at the time, in terms of inspiration, or because I'm not the type of person that likes to look at some idea and copy it. I've always liked to be original with everything. So yeah, subhanAllah, Barney just happened to be there, and I don't know, there's a little bit of comparison now, I'd say, but he's a bit more, I think, the a lot younger audience. He's a bit more goofy, I suppose, where Zach is a bit more, you know, in the teaching area, you know. So yeah.
Makes sense. So where did all these names come from? You chose them, Zaki, and there's a Kozwa, the camel, I think.
Yeah.
The bird's name is Told too. Where did all these names come from?
A variety of places, I suppose, you know. But number one, Zaki is, you know, the word in Arabic, it sounds close to the word Zaki, which is smart. And at the same time, the word Zach sounded nice. I thought, you know, Zach's nice. From Zach, we went to Zaki, and we thought, yeah, that sounds good enough. It looks good. We sketched it up. And then Kazwa, you know, the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's camel is Kazwa. So that was a easy one. And then, yeah, Tufa, Tima, just sort of nicknames, you know, like Mustafa, my son, I used to call him Tufa. Fatima, you know, they call her Tima. So just names started coming out from kind of cute kids' names, you could say.
Mm. I'd assume maybe Zaki was maybe someone in your family, maybe a brother or something like that.
No, actually no one in our family is Zaki. There is a Zachariah, but no Zaki is...
Okay. In any case, one of the things that I was surprised to learn about you, and you mentioned it yourself, was that you had this background in music. You did it for 5 years, apparently, and you even had two songs, apparently, on the radio.
Yeah.
It's quite a big thing, right?
Yeah, it is. When back then, there was no YouTube, Facebook, so it would have been... In fact, if what we were doing back then, we were doing now, I think, you know, we would have been successful, Allahu Alam. But because our songs were very popular, very catchy, but getting them out there was the hard part, you know. So back then, you know, getting onto a radio was a lot harder because, you know, today you can create a YouTube channel in a second, you know, and or a Facebook page. Instagram, so there's a lot of platforms to easily get onto. When back then the only platform was television or radio, and to get onto them it was extremely difficult. But luckily the song that we had, we passed it on to Today FM had a DJ, Rodney O. I think he does now the NBL, does the Sydney Kings. You probably hear his voice till now. I didn't even know till the other day. I saw a Sydney Kings game briefly and I heard his voice. I thought, oh. So he's like you could say the voiceover for the Sydney Kings when they're playing NBL game. So he heard the song and said, look, I really like this. I'm going to put it on. And he put it on and you know, got good response. So I think the next day I said, look, can I remix it? And you can put it on again. So I remixed the song so it sounded a lot different, but it was the same song. And he liked it again, and he said, all right, I'm going to play that. And then he started getting us gigs at the Star City Casino. And, you know, you got to get out there to those kinds of places where the celebrities hang out and you can get discovered. So we did that, and we started climbing up that ladder pretty quick after we were on the radio. And I think that was about the time my mum told me that, you know, my uncle is very close friends with Yusuf Islam. But I was honestly ignorant of Islam back then, so I didn't know nothing about... I knew he converted to Islam, but I didn't know how far he left the music. But I was trying to be, you know, smart and thinking, well, here I've got an opportunity to speak to someone that's, you know, if you're a musician back then, you know, Cat Stevens was like the number one, you know, songwriter inspiration as a musician. So I thought I'll just go there and, you know, have a chat to him and show him my demo CD. You know, not thinking, subhanAllah, you know, that this man is very, you know, dedicated to his deen, and I wasn't. But, you know, he's a man of wisdom, so he didn't sort of, you know, oh, astaghfirullah, brother, what you're doing is haram. And he was very nice. So I got to speak to him on the phone as soon as I arrived. And yeah, I think his advice sort of was the first step towards leaving the music, because I think when he mentioned that my religion, I think that him saying those words, my religion, doesn't allow me to kind of help you to get into this industry of songs about love and, you know, things like that, and boys and girls. He used that kind of terminology. And I thought, hang on a second, it's my religion, not your religion. You know what I mean? But later on, I was still traveling after London, I went to France and a few places. And I just started spending time reflecting, you know, on what he had told me. And just, yeah, the hidayah started to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I realized that, you know, basically I'm chasing the trash that he threw out. And he took the treasure that I've neglected. You know, that's the feeling I had in my heart, that a sense of jealousy that he's got the gold now. He left, you know, because today, you know, we're given this, we're deluded into believing that this stardom and the money and all that is the happiness. But really, it's the opposite. You know, Islam and Iman and Ihsan and being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the winner, is the one that's the true star, you know. So that's when I, alhamdulillah, started turning my heart started to turn away from the music. And yeah, a year or two after that, I got into the deen. And yeah, One Islam Productions, I thought I may as well use my talent, you know, for the deen. And I immediately realized music, being in the industry, that music is haram. You know, people can say it's haram, halal, it's this and that. Straight out, akhi, the industry is filthy, it's dirty, you know what I mean? And to get into that industry and say, oh, I want to be a Muslim and do dawah, I just don't think it really works. So I started looking at nasheed. I thought, oh, here we go, there's an alternative. And then when I realized there were some good nasheed artists out there, Zain Bika, Dawood Wansby back then, I thought, mashallah, they're doing a good job. What do I need to do that for? You know, I don't need to be a musician. I can just maybe go into the film industry and do documentaries. And as I said before, that kind of was too expensive. So I started producing lectures. I thought, well, look, here's an area that needs some, you know, fine tuning. The audio cassettes and video cassettes back then were just, the quality was just ridiculous. So I thought, well, maybe I can use my skills to, you know, fix up the audio. And yeah, and that's when One Islam started, and alhamdulillah, that took off. And yeah, the name One Islam was just to unite everyone. I just felt like everyone was trying to pull you towards their group and their, and I just found that very disturbing. I'm like, what's going on here? Aren't we all one religion? You know, why are we all, you know, divided so much? But unfortunately, you know, that was the reality, that the deen was a bit sort of divided. And this was, again, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, did tell us this would happen. So for me, that's when the idea of planting the seeds in the children came about, that if we're going to change this mentality, this warped mentality of grouping and things like that, we've got to kind of put it into the children, you know, the love for one another, the respect for one another, regardless of difference of opinion. And thus, you know, Zaki was born in One for Kids, alhamdulillah.
When you first came out with this character, Zaki, what do you think the community's reception was?
Look, at first I was very careful, because there was also the opinion on drawing, and you probably know the I think it's a Quranic verse, and that terrified me. I thought, well, I can't draw, I can't do animation. So, but then I would get some mashayikh or brothers, you know, with knowledge saying, no, there is an opinion, you can do it. And then I think Dr. Bilal Phillips had a huge fatwa saying that it's okay for educational purposes, for dawah purposes, for our kids. And he gave a pretty in-depth fatwa. But subhanAllah, I made a lot of istikhara, and then I went to Medina. I thought, well, who better to ask than, you know, go to the heart of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his city. and asked the scholars there, and yeah, alhamdulillah, they basically said, yeah, it's great what you're doing, it's a good idea, and you know, gave me pointers on what I should do. And yeah, then I felt comfortable. I thought, well, alhamdulillah, I've done my duty, I've got all the opinions, and I started producing. But we were never animators, you know. I was had one brother working with us that, you know, was good at sketching. And again, back then, the software to do animation was just very expensive and very time consuming. Computers were very, very weak. You know, what you get in the USB memory on the USB today, you needed maybe 10 hard drives back then. So it was difficult, but we kind of started trying out the market, and the reception wasn't too bad. You know, although the quality was terrible, I believe, back then. Alhamdulillah, because there was nothing, the Muslims just thought, well, we got something. And slowly that pushed me back into the music side of things in terms of songwriting. And I thought, great, I can do songs without the musical instruments. So I think to date, we've got nearly 40, 50 songs. And I think just before you called me, I was writing a new one. And alhamdulillah, that makes me happy, because I've always liked writing songs, and now I can use it in a good way. So since then till now, yeah, the songs have improved, the quality improved. So, you know, our biggest problem now is keeping up, because the parents want more and we just can't keep up. It's just, you know, it's a big industry out there. Animation just still costs a lot of money, takes time. And now we're competing with 3D animation, which we're trying to get into. But yeah, to answer your question in short, alhamdulillah, reception was good. There was a high demand. There still is a high demand, and there always will be, because, you know, gadgets and devices in every child's hand, and they're watching, you know, now the school holidays here in Australia. You know, I can guarantee you a majority of kids are either watching something or on the device watching something. It's just, so we need to fill that up. We need to give them at least something halal to watch, some songs that are not only, you know, catchy and fun, but educational, that put some good morals and you know, knowledge into their brains, inshallah. Otherwise, you know, even though they're watching a lot of that Disney stuff and whatever, just sometimes I'm amazed the songs that are in there by, you know, certain artists that are just filthy words and lyrics. And you know, sometimes I'm guilty. I sit down with my child and I'm watching a Pixar movie that's supposed to be innocent, but then a song will come up and, you know, alhamdulillah, my daughter knows, she'll mute it straight away. But still, you know, you think we can replace that. We really can. And inshallah, yani, hopefully with time, the Muslim community will realize that there's a huge need for this industry and to start supporting it a lot more, inshallah.
So obviously you're working with the community and you're doing a lot of events and stuff like that. There are obvious challenges when it comes to dealing with the community. Have you encountered any of those so far?
Yeah, that's normal. And it gets to the point where you just want to walk away many times. I'm going to be blunt, I've had very bad experiences. Sometimes to the point where I miss the music industry, because at least they weren't as harsh and, you know, divided. And you know, you could be into rap or heavy metal and you'd still have that respect that you're musicians. But with Muslims, I just find that they kind of form their own groups, and they, you could say, like a little gangs, you know, like we're this TV channel, we're this masjid, we're this youth center. And they just kind of put a barrier around them, you know, and khalas, you try to work with them, you try everything, and it just seems like, you know, everyone just seems to be the one that's going to save the Muslim Ummah. You know, leave us, don't interrupt our little plan. We know what we're doing. And these people are just so, you know, ignorant, to the fact that with unity, it's when we will finally prosper. They don't understand this, Everybody wants to come up. Like I've seen people in media come up, some trying to do animation and TV channels and whatever. They don't even bother to call or ask, or let's work together, or let's see what Subhi's doing, let's unite, everyone just walks right over you, and they're going through the same struggles you went through for 10, 15 years, when I could say, come, here, I'll show you the shortcuts, let's build what I've already built together, you know, let's use whatever funds you have to make this. But everyone actually has their own agenda and everyone just wants to go their own way. And sometimes, you know, with the world today, as you know, actually, you work with one group of brothers and there's a certain sheikh and then he's in the media for the wrong reasons. And then you get tarnished with the... So then you got to shy away from working with mashayikh, although you want to, because the media can spin something they said 10 years ago. And then my biggest fear, akhi, is that Zaki gets tarnished with that, you know? So I don't want that, you know? So we got to somehow work with everyone without looking like we're working with everyone, you know? And it's very unfortunate because, yeah, as soon as you attach your name to somebody, then certain other groups don't want to deal with you. And, you know, and with kids' entertainment, I found that, you know, I think one of the first shows that we ever did, you know, I tried to get all the mashayikh to come together and it just felt it would never happen. And subhanAllah, then once I did a Zaki show and I looked in the line, you know, outside, people waiting to get in, and I saw all the mashayikh there with their kids. And I realized, look, subhanAllah, even though these mashayikh don't get along, but all their kids are here together. So that's why I liked the whole point, you know, the whole fact of working with Dawah for kids, because I thought if the future is going to change for our ummah, it's just going to happen with the kids. The generation now, it is, you know, from the youth and up, they're just still stuck in that mentality of, I'm myself, I can do it on my own, or me and my little crew, and I don't know. I'm sure everyone who's worked in the Dawah field has seen it. And sometimes you get the door even closed in your face, you know, like, look, brother, he's a great initiative. And yeah, we'll get back to you, inshallah, which never happens, which is very unfortunate. And this is something I would like to tell all the Muslims, that, you know, the word of a Muslim used to have weight. You know, if you tell a brother, I'll call you at 6, I'll get back to you on this time. You know, maybe in the olden days, akhi, they had excuses, but today we've got 1,000 reminders on our phones that there's really no excuse, you know, to not communicate better these days. Yeah, akhi, I could go on for hours about the disunity and the leaders we have in our ummah, and I don't want to take away from the real reason of this interview, inshallah.
No worries, but there's a lot of positivity as well, in the sense that we have, you know, something here that families can unite over, and something which brings people closer together towards religion or good values, if you like.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely. Like I've seen, like our channel, alhamdulillah, we get millions of views every month. And you just see from the comments, you know, we even get people from all different sects of Islam, you know, watching and enjoying. And that's why we try to keep our videos not too deep, not deep into the fiqh. You know, we want to keep it where the more based on character, you know, on the love of Allah, the loving one another, the respecting our parents, respecting others, animals, plants, the ABCs, really. We don't need to go into the XYZ, let the scholars deal with that, you know. And subhanAllah, even non-Muslims, wallahi, they listen to our videos. The Christians a lot put comments and say, you know, even though I'm not Muslim, I'm here and I'm enjoying this, and I'm thinking, alhamdulillah, if you guys are liking it, because what we're preaching in our videos is no different to what Christians and Jews and others are preaching, you know, good values and good morals. In fact, even people that aren't religious, that want good for humanity or good for their families or for their children, that's basically what we are teaching. So, you know, alhamdulillah, we got that reach.
I used to be a teacher of Islamic studies at one stage, and your character used to make regular appearances during the school year, yeah, the DVDs and so forth.
Yeah, subhanAllah. I think, you know, nearly every week or two, I get an email from a school somewhere in a country, in almost every country you can think of, where they use Zaki in the classroom to teach different things. And that, wallahi, that gives you just the most beautiful feeling in your heart that, yeah, you're somewhere halfway across the world and probably snoring and sleeping, and in some country your video is teaching, you know, a classroom. And even the songs, they use them in their concerts. A few days ago, some countries in Africa, some in Pakistan, Bangladesh, where they're using Zaki songs. And I was actually sitting with my daughter and I was showing her, I said, look, dad, our song that we did together, somewhere, and it's just a feeling you can't explain, you know, that something so simple, you know, a song that I used to sing to my daughters in the bathtub, so they would look up and I could wash the back of their hair with the shampoo, you know, like look at the sun, look at the stars, so look up, and SubhanAllah turned into a song that is one of the sort of, you could say, Zaki's most popular song.
Mm, iconic song.
Yeah, so it's nice, Akhi, that you know, schools are using it, because especially the last 3 or 4 months, we haven't been able to travel. So at least our content can get in the schools through the internet and all the rest of it. It's a blessing.
How have things changed for you? Because in the old days, it was all done through DVD. Nowadays, people don't use DVD so much. It's all YouTube, pretty much.
Yeah, we started just when I think the audio cassette tapes and videotapes were just sort of dying out and DVDs were coming in. So we did go through the DVD, you know, period. And unfortunately, Akhi, I probably wouldn't have the financial struggle I have now if majority of our DVDs weren't copied and sold, you know, cheap on the street.
Yes, unfortunately, that is a problem within the community, especially.
Yeah, so piracy did hurt us a lot. But, you know, the two benefits out of it is the da'wah got out there, you know, and also the popularity of Zaki got out there. So, you know, those two things, you can't buy it. You know, these things are alhamdulillah. So it's kind of flattering that people are copying our stuff and selling it all over the world. You know, I did travel a fair bit and walked into stores in the US, Canada, South Africa, Malaysia, where I saw literally walls of our products being sold and I wasn't getting a single penny. And, you know, it breaks your heart, because I think, gosh, we could be producing so much more content if that funds was going in the right place. And unfortunately, these bookstores don't realize, you know, what they're selling is
bootlegged.
Yeah, it's not entirely halal, because, you know, you're selling something that's, you know, someone's illegally copying it and selling it. And the producers that need the funding to produce more are getting zeroed. And also they defame your name a bit, because the quality, they photocopy the cover and they make it look ridiculous. And so people who have never seen our original content think basically, oh, One for Kids are a pretty shabby looking company, because they see that's the only quality they ever see. And that hurts a lot, because one of the things I always pledged when I started doing this is I always wanted to make our quality as good as anything out there, because, you know, we're representing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's religion, and, you know, I don't want it to be, you know, any lesser quality than Disney or anything out there. So when people, yeah, copy and sell it, that probably hurts you the most. It's like, why are you degrading us? You know, our quality, like, if you want to copy it, at least do it justice, you know, or at least tell us, or at least give us a royalty, a small amount of money back, just so we can, you know, work with you, give you the proper artwork and that. So that, yeah, that's sort of, we had eventually, look, the DVD world eventually died out. It's probably still hovering around, but now with the YouTube, and I think Netflix basically just changed everything, because everyone's just watching everything online pretty much at the moment. So we had to jump onto that bandwagon, and it was another, you know, expense and transferring things online, and which in a way was good, because now people can't really copy as much. And for a tiny amount of money, you know, like something like 10 cents a day, they can have access to all our content, you know. And you would think when we actually got the channel up and running, we thought, oh, alhamdulillah, we're going to get hundreds of thousands of Muslims subscribing. And Akhi, subhanAllah, Muslims, you know, they want everything for free. You know, they still complain. They still, or they'll subscribe and say, Akhi, when's the next thing coming out? When? It's like, well, we're trying our best. You know, we can only produce so much. So they'll subscribe and then unsubscribe, and it kind of cuts you up a bit. You think, brothers, if you stayed subscribed, then we'll produce more films. So they think, well, I'll unsubscribe and I'll wait for you to put more content, then I'll resubscribe. And they don't realize that, well, by you unsubscribing, that little bit of money that you're not giving us now, it's, so we're talking masses, you know, of people doing this, you know, if And everyone just, let's subscribe, let's support them, let's give them that few years to get out on their feet. Akhi, wallahi, if we had 100,000 odd subscribers, we would be close to, you know, competing with Disney and the likes. But yeah, it's just that mentality is not there with the Muslims. I still think anything with Islam has to be for free. And even if it's dirt cheap, it still has to be for free, you know? Maybe now Disney doing what they're doing might wake Muslims up a bit more and realize that, look, we need to support One for Kids. You know, these guys have been gone 15 years and let's get behind them. Maybe we've got enough masjids now. Let's start focusing on media, because I personally believe, you know, that this is where the money should be going now. You know, the Muslim community have put a lot, alhamdulillah, we've got lots of masajid, lots of youth centers. But now, you know, where our children spend the majority of their time is in the media. So, you know, the masjids aren't doing too much for our kids in terms of dawah. You know, it's a place to pray, place to do Jum'ah, but to learn, you know, our kids are getting majority of their dawah from their iPhones and iPads and Xboxes and YouTubes and, you know, Netflix. So if we don't wake up, akhi, you know, we're going to be a lot further behind than we already are.
Are you following some of these other similar projects such as Noor Kids, which is based in the US, I believe?
Noor Kids. On Noor Kids. Yeah, I've seen him on, he's on Facebook. Yeah. To be honest, Akhi, I don't have contact with the brother. Normally when there's something like other producers like Muslim Kids, brothers in Canada, I know them. Other producers, Omar Hanna in Malaysia. Like, I've got contact, like Baba Ali Kids, Zain Bika, he's doing a lot of kids. So we have that kind of network. But I'll be honest with you, I've seen a bit of what he does on his Facebook. But what I'm talking about, Akhi, is on a much higher level than all of us. Like, all the Muslim media companies, you know, we're like way, way behind, Akhi. Like, you know what I mean? Like, having a brother with a few puppets or cheap animation, you know, even our animation is low key. We need to get right up there. The quality of Disney is just amazing, Akhi. And even as an adult, you watch something with your child and you just think, wow. You know, it's so realistic. It's so, you know, it just captures your imagination. So, and we're adults. Imagine what it's doing to our kids. Mm. So, yeah, inshallah, Akhi, we'll eventually get there with the help of Allah.
Inshallah. Do you have any future projects that you're working on at the moment?
Yeah. We're getting to 3D now. I'm probably about two to three weeks away from finally releasing our first episode of Laith and Layla. You can probably see, yeah, Lathan, you can see on our thing, we did a short little intro video and a little Ramadan message, but we're doing the first episode called The Apple Tree, and it's got a little song that I did with them. But yeah, alhamdulillah, that's a bit different because it's got two kids in there doing the voices, and I thought that'll mix it up a bit. So inshallah, Lathan Layla should be coming out soon. It is 3D, so it is a lot more expensive, so that's why it's taking so long. Alhamdulillah, we do get sponsors and supporters that do come on board. You know, if it's okay, I'll mention Trademaster, may Allah reward them. They support us a fair bit. You know, they help us basically to push things out much quicker. So, yeah, Laith and Layla, keep your ears and eyes peeled. For them,
you mentioned that you were working on a song. Are you able to give us a sneak peek of some kind?
Well, to be honest, it's two songs.
Two songs.
The one I was working on just before is I Want to Go to Jannah, it's called. And I'm doing it with my daughter, Sumaya. And also another one called Let's Be Friends. So two songs that are in the mix at the moment. And there's another one that will be out in about, probably by this weekend, called Because I Love You. So that's a song that's why we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and why we love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just reminding us all, especially obviously the kids, is the blessings Allah give us and, you know, the reason we love him so much, and also Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that's guiding us all the time. You know, without his guidance, we'd be, you know, blind. We wouldn't know what to do in life. So that's why I did that song.
Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. there a favorite project that you have based on all of the ones that you worked on so far?
You know what? I don't know if you've seen, we did a animation, a short film called Yummy Honey, Yummy Yummy Honey, I think it's called, Kazwa. We used some really good animators, like guys that used to work with Tom and Jerry. So I've always wanted to work on something that, you know, the animation is a bit more lively, and I wrote a song for it called I Can See. And it's a pun of that little short animation of Kazwa getting chased by a bee and, you know, going in the water. I just love watching it because I think, wow, this is what I want to do. This is, you know, the quality, you know, that I've dreamt of. But that little episode cost us a lot more than a lot of the stuff on YouTube. So we gave it, because sometimes you want to show potential sponsors and investors that, look, this is what I'm capable of. So sometimes you do have to sort of spend a lot more than you can to get something out there just to show them sneak peeks. So that little episode, yeah, if you get a chance to have a look at it and watch it. And the song that I did, I Can See, I really like that song. I think it turned out nice. But, yeah, because kids are sometimes, you know, you're competing with, the big boys, and their quality and storytelling is just unbelievable. You know, you're talking about 300-400 people working on these movies and these episodes, and here you're talking about 2 or 3 people. So, you know, but yeah, alhamdulillah, Zaki's got a huge fan base. And so, bismillah, if one day we do have that amount of, you know, support and huge teams to work with us, yeah, look out, Disney.
Yeah. How long does it take to make one of those animations, by the way? Something goes on for 7 minutes or something like that. I think the Yummy Yummy Honey song is about 7 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's a short animation. And it's got the song with it. So you're looking at that probably... I write everything, alhamdulillah, so I can write scripts pretty quick in a few hours. Then you got the storyboarders can take sometimes up to maybe 3 weeks. Then the animation could take up to about 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Again, Achi, if you had the funding, you would just triple the animators. So you can make things, instead of taking you 2-3 months, it could take you 2 weeks. It's that simple. It's the more, you know, staff you have, the quicker it'll come out. But then obviously you need a lot more funds to get it out quicker.
Mm. Yeah, I imagine something at a Pixar level would probably take months or maybe even a year something like that.
Yeah, even I think like 1 second of a Pixar movie takes something like 2 or 3 days to render.
Wow.
And these guys got render farms, they call them, like stacks of computers that are super fast, and it takes that long. So for us, yeah, and alhamdulillah, look, the technology is getting quicker and smaller and more affordable. So that's why when you see our 3D animation short come out, Lathan Layla, you can judge, inshallah, but you'll see that, you know, we haven't done too bad, because I've been working on that for years and the quality just wasn't up to scratch. So I've driven a lot of animators crazy. I can fix this, fix that. Even though the guys working on it now, you know, keep telling them to fix things. And it's going to come out probably, honestly, 50, 60% of what I want it to be. But it's just, I have to get it out there. Otherwise, it'll never get out. Because I am quite picky with quality. But sometimes you have to let a lot of things just pass, you know. So let it go. You know?
Live and let live.
That's it.
So where do you see the future of Zaki headed?
Well, alhamdulillah, my son, Abdurrahman, he's really, you know, taken over in a lot of ways in terms of working in the storyboarding area, you know, working with the animators, just overall, the whole One for Kids.
So that's family business now.
Yeah, I didn't expect that. Alhamdulillah, and that's a massive blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my other son, I'm hoping eventually he'll get involved. And my two daughters, my youngest daughter, alhamdulillah, she's very creative in terms of, the singing side of things. My other daughter, I'm hoping, inshallah, she'll get involved. She's got some creative flair with design. But also, despite we're a small team here, but we have hundreds of freelancers around the world that work for us, you know, but we have to go to, you know, the cheapest available freelancers overseas. We do have some here. We've got one former Disney animator working with us. So look, Achi, look, despite everything, the hardship, somehow, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will always continue on. But obviously for me, before I leave this world, is I'd love to see things a lot more established and organized. You know, I don't want my son to go through what I went through, the hardship. You know, I just want to be able where he can produce what he needs to produce without, struggling and scraping every day, which alhamdulillah, we're still doing a bit of that, but we're kind of managing it better. But hopefully with the growth of media and the demand for it and the online world and the filth is continuing, the Muslims will start saying, look, let's get behind this this area and let's sponsor and support our work. So Allahu A'lam. But again, Akhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all rich, and without him we wouldn't be where we are. That's as simple as it gets, because even people say, Akhi, wallahi, one of the most common questions people ask me is, Akhi, how are you surviving? How do you pay your rent? I just point up and I say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all giver. Yeah? And somehow we just get by. And with the generosity of sponsors here and there, we're just managing to continue on. Alhamdulillah.
I think this is a good place to wrap up. Yeah. In that case, if someone wants to learn more about you or about One for Kids, where would they go?
OneForKids.net, our website, probably the easiest way, or Google Zaki and you'll get our Facebook, our websites, our, contact us if you want to get involved, sponsor an episode for you. You're basically helping us to produce so you can be on the credits. So it's like we're not difficult to get a hold of, alhamdulillah.
So One for Kids is obviously spelled one and number four and then kids.
Yeah. That is right.
Alhamdulillah. So I thank you for your time. The father of Zaki, Brother Subhi.
Alhamdulillah.
And one thing I was actually surprised by, I thought you'd be the voice of Zaki. I assumed you'd be the voice of Zaki. It turns out it's someone else.
Oh, no, it's actually me.
It's you. How come you sound so different?
Well, I have to, Achi. I don't want people to know it's me. I don't advertise it and I don't like people to know for some reason. Even I have to do Kazwa's voice. I'll do majority of the voices. And I kind of got pushed into it. And just real quick, the reason was because you maybe know, Achi, when you're working with people, getting a hold of people, you asked me before, how long does it take you to make an animation? And if I had people doing the voices, you could probably add another 6 weeks, because people are just in general unreliable. You work with someone and it's too busy.
Expensive as well, voice actors especially.
Honestly, the expense isn't as much as just the reliability. Once you get someone to do a voice for a character, it's like you're at his mercy now. I can't finish this production.
He is the character now.
Yeah, he's the character. So I'm like, oh man, I shouldn't have put this guy's voice or this lady's voice or this. So, but alhamdulillah, at the end of the day, if I have to, I just change the voice over to a new person. But yeah, that's why I had to do majority of the voices, because I just jump in the booth, record what I've got to record, and, send it off to the animators, and production gets on its way straight away.
I found this episode to be very educational, brother. And I was looking forward to it since we began talking about it.
Which one?
This one, with you.
Oh, the interview. Oh, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Whatever benefit, alhamdulillah, anybody out there gets out of it, I just ask them to make dua for me. That's all.
I mean, inshallah. So, jazakallah khair, brother.
Wa iyyakum akhi, jazakallah. Thanks for your time.